that's one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose.
Happy Monday, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Hope your Thanksgivings were wonderful. I got to start with a big shout out and thanks to Cardi behind the board who helped put together replay for Thanksgiving. Thank you for doing that. And also to my colleague, Jimmy Koska, for some excellent hosting on my behalf this past Friday. We talked a bit about education funding. If you missed that show, you're going to want to go check it out. Catch all of my past episodes at civicmedia.us/Maggie Dawn Show, including Jimmy's excellent discussion on Friday about school funding referendums and all of that good stuff. Today, we've got a great show for you all. I am going to be joined at the bottom of this hour at 2:30 by Brendan Duke.
We're having some minor technical difficulties. Please bear with us. The magic of technology allows us to have this wonderful radio program coming to you from multiple locations, but that also means that every once in a while, computers do as computers do, and we just have to reboot everything. Hope that you all had a wonderful weekend. Let's see what we're at now. Maggie, talk for me.
Trying again. How are we doing right now? Still messed up, or are we doing okay?
It's a little better. It's definitely a little better.
Well, we'll just keep plowing on through as you guys continue to work on that. We've got a great show coming up. We've got Brendan Duke. He's the Senior Director of Economic Policy at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. And I'll just say this, if you folks are listening, thank you for your patience as we sort through this. And to my good friend Jess P.S. and Cardi in the booth, if y'all can queue up a rerun in case we cannot get the sound issue corrected before
we're
gonna
throw some music on for now, but Maggie, can you actually just give us a call?
Okay, will do. Thanks much.
The magic of technology. It's great. It's wonderful. And sometimes it does things that we don't quite want it to do. However, you can always give us a call, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. And that's where we're going to get Maggie onto the show from here. Did you have a good weekend? I hope you all did. We're going to try this now. Maggie, talk for me.
Hi.
Hi.
I can't do an entire show over the phone. It's just not going to happen.
It's okay.
We're going to have to live cue a rerun.
But you're on the air now.
Oh, well, hi. I mean, I don't think I can do an entire show on the phone, but we'll give it a shot at least for this first segment as we look to solve the problem. I'm going to do a full hard reboot myself. But we've got Brendan Duke today, if we can figure out our sound issues. He's the Senior Director for Economic Policy at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We're going to have a chit-chat about tariffs today and what actual smart tariff policy would look like. Tariffs are not in and of themselves bad, certainly, but smart tariff policy does take some work, and it is usually gradual. So again, we're going to have Brendan Duke. And of course, because it's Monday at 3:30, I'm going to be joined by Dom Salvia for, in case you missed it, Dom has got the great show that follows mine from 4 to 6 p.m. every Monday through Friday right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. But I came across an absolutely hilarious article this past weekend. Now, I do not myself like to do a lot of reading on the air, but this thing was so gosh darn funny about the futility of trying to bake a turkey that I certainly could not resist sharing a bit of the humor with you all. It was written by a guy named David Von Drayle I believe this is the Washington Post. Indeed it is. And it's titled an opinion piece because the title is, "Let's Be Honest, the Roast Turkey Was Bequeathed to Us by Satan." And I have to agree with the man. I mean, I don't mind eating turkey, but it's not my favorite thing. And I have myself attempted to roast or bake a turkey a number of times, and it always proves to be one of the most challenging culinary feats. So with that, I thought I would share with each and every one of you a few of David Von Drayle's thoughts about the bequeathing of the turkey to us all by Satan. He talks about this as being a nearly impossible culinary task and this yearly project dating back many centuries to an individual named Satan who specializes in devising infernal tortures. Roasting a turkey involves placing in irregular form meaty lobes, bony protrusions, fatty deposits, and empty cavities into a heated box with the mad, mad dream of bringing all the parts to perfection simultaneously. Success is rarely attained outside of the confines of a Norman Rockwell painting. He goes on saying that rather than admit the hellishness of the whole turkey, we indulge in a masochistic search for the, quote, best way to roast the bird. Soak it in water? No. Rub it with dry salt. Fill the insides with breadcrumb stuffing? No. Fill it with citrus fruit? No. Leave the inside empty? Well, you should massage it with butter or smear it with mayonnaise. No, no, no. Coat it with olive oil. Cook it breast down. No. Flip it over halfway through. Apply ice packs before cooking. Cover it with foil or no. Leave it uncovered. I don't know about you all, but I truly believe that trying to roast a turkey is next to gosh darn impossible. And then, of course, after you carve the thing, it becomes room temp quite fast. I've never quite figured out how to get the entirety of the Thanksgiving meal to hit the table all at the appointed time. It is a challenge indeed. But just wanted to share a little bit of that comedy with you as we open up this incredibly busy week of news. The weekend was certainly no mistake. We're going to talk about today Pete Hegseth and the new revelations coming about out about Donald Trump's purported pick to be the Secretary of Defense. We're going to talk about the appointment of Charles Kushner to be ambassador of France. While it is a position of very little material consequence to our day-to-day lives, it's interesting nonetheless, given that Charles Kushner has done some really, really bad things. We'll talk about some of those bad things. We're also going to touch on Elon Musk's most recent threats to Alexander Vindman, the most recent Time magazine cover, and oh my gosh, Joe Biden has given his son Hunter a blanket pardon, unspecified in conduct. It is just a blanket pardon for any federal criminal wrongdoing occurring over a 10-year period of time. The only pardon I'm aware of in modern American history that stands in parallel to this was Gerald Ford's pardoning of course, Richard Nixon. That was also a very blanket pardon. We also know that Act 10, yeah, that's that union busting law that Scott Walker and the Robin Voss Republicans ushered into practice here in the state of Wisconsin. Act 10 has been overturned by a Dane County judge. This is pretty big news. It's obviously going to be appealed. Lots to unpack there. I haven't yet been able to read the decision. This just coming in as we were getting on the air today. So a whole ton of things. But as it is Cyber Monday, I'm not going to talk about Cyber Monday because we all shop online all the time. Yep, everybody knows there's some good deals today. But what I really wanted to talk about was Giving Tuesday, because that is coming up tomorrow. And of course, Civic Media getting in on the action. We are very proud to support Giving Tuesday. So whether you're helping a neighbor or signing up to volunteer or making a donation to a local nonprofit tomorrow, you can check out how to make a difference in your own community and throughout the state of Wisconsin. Just go to civicmedia.us. It can be so hard to pick just one charity, and we've got some of our favorites listed there. Again, you can check those out at civicmedia.us. But I also wanted to give y'all, ahead of Giving Tuesday, a couple of best practices when it comes to charitable giving. First and foremost, one of the things that I always check out is how much the CEOs of the various corporations are making, because if a CEO is making an absolute huge pile of millions of dollars a year, and that isn't justified by the size, scope, scale, or impact of a charity, I get a little suspicious. I don't know about y'all, but I definitely get a little suspicious about that. So let's go through some of those best practices. Jess P.S., I'm going to try to come in on the stream in the commercial break as we head up to that in just a few minutes here, just to let you all know that's what we're going to be working on. Also, let's just start with those Better Business Bureau tips for Giving Tuesday tomorrow. First of all, the Better Business Bureau itself, which is a nonprofit, has these tips. You can check them out by going to give.org. And they have all kinds of different analyses of charities, et cetera. You can get all sorts of great tips. These tips that I'm going to give you right here, those are summarized at give.org. So again, if you missed any of these, you can go check it out right there. First of all, and I thought this was an incredibly important tip, was to actually get the charity's exact name. Be sure you have the right charity name. A lot of sort of shadow organizations will try to mimic legitimate charity names. They will set up very legitimate looking websites and all that kind of jazz. So definitely be on the lookout there. If someone is asking you to give on the spot, be very wary of that, resist that pressure, and also be wary of those heart-wrenching appeals. When we come back, I'll give you a few more of those best practices right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked, y'all. We'll be right back.
One burning to flame.